Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James and Seth here with you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hope you're having a great start to your day. We send a big shout out to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Give us a chance to hang out with you for 2 hours in the morning. Play the music you want to hear. Get you these keywords for the Go for the Green or Gold text to win multi-state contest. All this fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's live radio. You never know what can happen.
That's right.
It's always a fun thing. It's always a wild, wacky morning show. Where are our sound
effects? Morning zoo shows. Whatever happened to the morning zoo shows?
Morning zoo shows, they wrapped up about as long as they lasted.
Yeah, seriously.
But radio DJs were the last to know. You wait for those ratings books, and you find out 6 months later, they don't like the wackies.
Oh, they don't like those anymore? The wild and wacky morning phone call, whatever that was, man, they used to do. Oh, man.
It's not too much different, but the way the radio was run back in the day is pretty funny. We're going to kick things off with some country music news and important news for a lot of you Luke Combs fans out there. He has given fans a little something to hold them over until his next full album. Mm. Tomorrow, he's going to release a 3-song EP called The Prequel.
Nice.
Great name.
That is
great,
very cool.
Name.
Yeah.
It features songs like Days Like These, 15 Minutes, and My Kind of Saturday Night. Here's what Luke said on Instagram. Quote, still working on my new album that'll be out early next year, but 3 songs from it are ready now, and I couldn't wait to get them to y'all. Some new music. It sounds like he's really excited about this album. Quote, as it begins to take shape, I can honestly say I've never felt better about one at this stage.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool
confidence.
Thing.
Yeah, I like that.
I just think that it's cool to think. I mean, he could hang on to these songs. I have not heard. This isn't George R. R. Martin with the final, you know, Game of Thrones book or something. And my sister's still begging him to finish. To me, it ain't going to happen.
No.
To me, it's just kind of cool that he even did this.
Yeah. It is cool. And I like the idea that and you could do that now more than you could back in the day. Yes. That's the thing. You can just release music on all the streaming services and all that kind of stuff. The fact that he feels that good and that confident about it, I mean, that bodes well for the entire album when it comes out. So,
a fan of his. I'm definitely a fan of his, and I think it's really cool he's doing this. But that last part you mentioned there about the fact that artists can do this nowadays.
They can, yeah.
I've got a handful of artists that I'm big fans of that out of nowhere just drop albums. And before you know it, you're up until like 1 in the morning listening to a new album because
right.
you didn't know that Childish Gambino was going to drop a new album or whatever
right,
it is.
Exactly.
Chance the Rapper. So many of these artists do this nowadays. It's really cool. Nine Inch Nails does it quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's a fun new world with that.
In that sense, it absolutely is.
Yeah. We don't look at the advantages and the positives very often.
I still like the idea they call it an EP too.
Yes.
Does anyone out there, I mean, seriously, do people know what that means?
Ooh.
Does anyone know what EP stands for out there?
715-423-1055. Call up or text. You know what? We'll give it until the next break. You can tell them in the next break, and we'll see if they
I'll
can
let
get
them
it.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Different. Why? How's it different from an LP? What is the difference?
Yes. That's a great one, right? That's good. And it gets you ready for trivia with Katie later.
Her No Google quiz. Yeah.
Yes. We'll go ahead and get things going with some current Luke Combs that you can listen to. Where the Wild Things Are. 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
Black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things
things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline and light up those streets that never sleep when the sky goes dark. Now where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the nights ignite like gasoline. Oh, baby, need scouts, man, they're built for speed. Oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Lit up those
only 12:30, but I don't care. Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumbled my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Favorites and classics.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. To work. I bought a pack of camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Feel lucky today.
Woo! WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. We'll be right back. smart speaker to play WIRI.
Waking up in my college dorm. Yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided. Notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop or just hop on. She said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram. And I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy. And tell me how life changes. You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop it, just hop on the train. You never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you got laughs. And life changes.
Yes, it does.
And I wouldn't change it for the world. I told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James. That's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't. Just hop on the train and you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laughing. And life changes. And I wouldn't change it for the world. The world, oh no. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Life Changes from Thomas Rhett on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James and Seth hanging out with you. Just wanted to touch on a little bit of country music history with everybody as we dive into the day of this October 2nd. I don't know why I said it like that. It sounded very, very theatrical. I don't know what that was.
Hey, see, big news.
Big news. So it was on this day back in 2010, Farm Aid 2010 25th Anniversary Benefit Concert took place right here in Wisconsin at Miller Park. It was held to raise money for family farmers in the U.S. The concerts were organized, of course, by Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Neil Young. Artists that appeared that year were Nelson, Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews, and Tim Reynolds, Neil Young, Jeff Tweedy, Kenny Chesney, Jason Mraz, Nora Jones, Band of Horses, and a bunch of other greats. Oh, the wow. Bodines, of hey, course. The Bodines got
a Milwaukee band. Yes. They had to be there, right? Yeah. Awesome.
That's pretty cool. I would love to see them bring it back to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
sometime. I think it'd be a good fit.
It was really cool. They did it in Minneapolis this year because it's the first time they've done it. I love the fact that they move it around.
Yes.
That they don't just have it in one place. That's really cool. So I think they'll get back to Wisconsin at some point.
I'm sure there's a lot of great reasons for moving it around, mm-hmm. but certainly as important as ag industry is, and going to these states where it is so needed, I think mm-hmm. it brings it home even that much more. It's such a great, great concert. It's really,
absolutely.
I don't know if there's a better benefit or great, or better, festival or concert out there than Farm Aid.
It's for a great great cause too. So,
and on this day in 2012, Darius Rucker was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. The way he found out was a bit unorthodox, though. I love this story. After playing a set at the Opry, Darius answered a few questions from the audience. The person asking the final question, though, turned out to be Brad Paisley, who asked two questions. One, are you still the worst poker player in the world? Because that's Brad Paisley.
I guess I didn't know that Darius Rucker was a poor poker player.
Wouldn't have known without Brad Paisley.
Yeah, right.
And then, would you like to be the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh, that's cool.
Brad Paisley's just perfect at the MC gig. In public speaking, he's incredible at it.
He's very charming. I have to give him that.
A great story right
there. Yeah, that is a great story.
And I know I'm doing this in a little reverse order, but I do think it's kind of cool when you think about it like this and just a little bit. So on this day in 1954, Elvis Presley makes his one and only appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, mm-hmm. where he sang Blue Moon Over Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go over well with the crowd, which does not approve of his take on traditional country music. The Opry's talent director, Jim Denny, reportedly tells Presley he should go back to driving a truck, and Elvis swears never to return.
Which he never did.
Never did.
Never came back, even when I'm sure at some point they may have, you know, put out feelers to see, Elvis, you want to come back, you know? We'd love to have you. And I'm sure Elvis, many things. It sounds like he remembered that.
Well, pride. Was something that we knew that Elvis, was capable of having
for sure.
Right up to the, putting on, putting on suits that he knew he couldn't fit in anymore.
Right, right.
Let alone with the Opry. And the Opry, we know, has quite a bit of pride itself.
That's right.
That, of course, wouldn't end well.
No.
I wonder if there was any ever, certainly he passed away, there wouldn't be, but I wonder if there's been since any kind of, like, try to make good with this. It would be cool to see, like, there's some, way of them making the people that this affected are gone. Let's be honest. Not to be mean or cruel, but
very true.
There's still a lot of fans left, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of people that love country and tie Elvis Presley to country music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be kind of cool if there was some kind of thing there. I don't know. Maybe there is.
We just don't know.
Let's go. Road trip. We're going to go check it out.
We're going to Nashville.
We're doing the Sunrise Show from Nashville tomorrow. Oh, God, how cool would that be, man?
Oh,
I shouldn't have said that. Oh,
no.
Any businesses out there?
Our expense reports would be rejected out of hand.
Just got a laughing emoji from Chuck. I think you're
nope,
right.
Sorry.
I think you're right. Here's Darius Rucker, Grand Ole Opry member with Wagon Wheel, a 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, ride me. Ride me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Ride me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, ride me. I'm running from the cold off of New England. I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. Yeah.
long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wind and a rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me.
Off your landscaping for years? Call First Class Lawn Care. They strive to work with you and make your landscaping dream come to life. They have a great fall cleanup special going on right now. Schedule for your leaf cleanup and mention WIRI. You're going to get 10% off your quote. 715-572-7970. First Class Lawn Care, proud sponsor of the new Country Top 3, Friday afternoons on 105.5 WIRI.
Custom apparel, pens, tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, WAMINK.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
Rest to shine and pause to save. Now at Home Furniture and Design. Take 10% off all qualifying stressless furniture or $400 off select stressless power recliners. Plus, get $200 off each stressless Laurel and Mint dining or home office chairs. Shop Home Furniture and Design, Post Road in Plover, and West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Why not take the stress off your body with Stressless?
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you and hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. time from the day.
Slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets, all inclusive down.
plane.
I bit the feller on the eye, thought I was crazy. So I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty many bottles filling both our trays.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Bentley on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James and Seth here, but I am moving out of the way so that Seth can get that second cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's right. Join me, everyone. Join me with that second cup, and not only will I have that with you, I'll have that second cup with you, I will also have some cowboy with your coffee coming up as well. And the next keyword for our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest, mm-hmm. So stay tuned. That's just around the corner. I'll have another one at 11 as well. Then after that, we've got Katie Cruz from 12 to 4. We've got Laura for a little bit because we have sports tonight, everyone. We've got boys soccer coming down the pike. We got Marshfield versus Lincoln, 6:50 pregame. I found out the word. The opening touch is at 7 o'clock.
Nice.
Thank you,
nice.
Michael Comer, for saying that. Now what it is.
Well done.
And Mike will be calling that game tonight, so stay tuned. Lots of great stuff all day long.
Be listening for it, everybody. Good luck to everybody out there with our text win contest, of course. And Seth, what is an EP? What is
that? Oh, I forgot about that. Extended play.
Yeah.
Which means what? It's only got 3 songs on it. Well, that's more than a single.
Mm-hmm.
Extended play. And then, of course, LP means long player, which means it's got many more songs than that.
Well done. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. We wrap that loop up and we give everybody some Kenny Chesney. Have a good morning, everyone.
girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. Someone love like this only existed in my prayers. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found a place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
The leaves changing colors, or feel that cool, crisp air at night? Maybe you've even started reaching for your favorite hoodie. Fall is in the air, and with that, the smell of pumpkin spice lattes. Curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of coffee or tea. Downtown at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Don't let the coolness slow you down. Warm up and get going. Or get comfy and dive into that book. From the Ground Up Coffee House, where every day starts with a smile and a good cup of chill.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City State Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 27th annual Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest is this weekend at Riverside Park. Garden growing enthusiasts from all over will bring pumpkins and other large fruits and vegetables for the weigh-off on Saturday, October 4th.
Not just pumpkins, but then we have the field pumpkins, and then we have the tomatoes, and we have the watermelons, and we have the long gourds. So it doesn't, it's not limited to just giant pumpkins. We can do basically whatever. We even have like a category, a miscellaneous category, where you don't, not really sure what it is, but you can bring it down anyway. So, and we'll measure it, and we'll weigh it, and we'll figure it out.
That's Heather Sayers. She's the vice president of the Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest board and has helped with the event for many years.
It's a serious competition.
This year, the local weigh-off is a Great Pumpkin Commonwealth-sanctioned event, and the top prizes can bring in a lot of money. The dedication and hard work of these growers is something Sayers admires.
They're huge. I mean, it takes a lot to grow these pumpkins. I mean, like, people out there with umbrellas, and one of our committee members is growing his own, and he's out there with a heater when it gets cold at night, and he's got a blanket, and they've got shade.
It also takes a lot of dedication and support from the community.
So our sponsors, we would not be able to do it without them because, you know, it costs a lot of money.
The giant pumpkin drop at the end of each festival day gives anyone a chance to grab a giant pumpkin seed. Sayers said last year, a young lady entered a pumpkin and won in the junior division from a seed dropped the previous year.
But it was quite the story because she got the seed from the drop and grew her own pumpkin.
The Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest is October 4th from 9 to 5 and October 5th from 9 to 4. The pumpkin drop happens at the end of each day. You can find more information and pricing at NakusaGiantPumpkinFest.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.